has been said that necessity is the mother of invention. So if you are a member of the clergy, and you find yourself rowing down the river with several young children, you must invent. This was the exact circumstance in which Reverend Charles Ludwidge Dodgson found himself in the summer of 1862. One of the children was a young girl named Alice, who loved stories. The invention developed by Dodgson was a rather disjointed tale. This wasn't just any story, but one that was filled with fancy, adventure, and compounded absurdities. The children loved the story so much, he was asked to tell them more stories as time passed. These tales have become the subject of additional books, movies, and cartoon features. Oh, if you're curious, Dodgson would assume a pen name for this and subsequent books. You know him as Lewis Carroll. Welcome to the Misfits audio presentation of 5-Minute Classics, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. This is a story that causes many to debate its themes, its narrative, and what ultimately influenced its publication. Some have even suggested the author may have been under the influence of pharmaceuticals, which seems less likely. Most can agree that Dodgson, or Lewis, sought a way to entertain with an engaging story. Well, we haven't much time, so let's begin with a trip down the rabbit hole.
Oh dear, how shall I ever get to the garden again? Perhaps following the white rabbit was not a wise choice. But then again, the things I have seen leave me curiouser and curiouser. Well now, this is most peculiar. A round room with many doors, a key that I will miss on first inspection, a drink and cake to change my size, and of course a rather lengthy list of adventures that includes croquet with flamingos, hedgehogs, and a queen with anger management issues.
Off with her head.
For now, I will avoid the queen, but that of course means I will need to visit a caterpillar that will likely contract lung cancer, a cat that seems capable of beheading himself, and of course a tea party with the time-challenged Mad Hatter, March Hare and Dormouse.
Care for tea?
Oh dear, that is not at all civilized.
Here, try mine.
Goodness, this is nothing like the garden. Yet, if I am to look carefully at my to-do list, I see that a visit to the Mock Turtle is in order. But of course, I must defeat the Queen's army of cards. I say, can you tell me the time?
I'm late. Oh, I'm late. Must run, you know.
It seems that the only logical explanation for this is that I am asleep. Alice, wake up, dear. Oh, dear sister, I have just had the most fantastical dream. There were talking rabbits and an army of cards. There were creatures who smashed teacups and insects that abused tobacco. There were striped cats who would occasionally only wear eyes. I think it best to move you inside and allow you to rest some more. That is surely one of the most frightfully imaginative dreams I have ever heard. But I do think that I should like to go back. Should Wonderland well and truly exist, I would. I should think.
If you have ever encountered any version of the story of Alice, then you understand the allusions to so many fascinating creatures in Wonderland. If you haven't, then perhaps this either adds to your confusion or perhaps encourages you to consider the original story, easily discovered in the public domain. Well, let's commemorate those who have made this episode possible. Rachel E. Hurley as Alice, Queen and Sister, Glenn Haskell as March Hare, Mad Hatter, and White Rabbit. This story was written, produced, and mixed by Glenn Haskell, executive producer and webmaster, Captain John Tadrazak. Theme music provided by John Carl Toth, additional music by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com. This production is for enjoyment purposes only. I am your narrator, Jim Patton. This is an original production of Misfits Audio, copyright 2013, all rights reserved. Characters remain in the public domain and were inspired by the original work of Lewis Carroll.